From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Challenging Mideast leaders to seize what he called a fleeting opportunity to end their differences, President Obama is playing host to the first Mideast peace talks in nearly 2 years. The president holding talks today with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, ahead of the official start of discussions tomorrow. Also in town for the talks are Jordan's King Abdullah and Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak. Speaking through an interpreter, Mubarak saying for too long, Mideast peace has remained illusionary.
There is no doubt that this situation generates great frustration and anger among our people, for it is no longer acceptable or conceivable on the verge of the second decade of the third millennium that we fail to achieve just and true peace.
All the leaders pledged to work diligently towards peace, but they also indicated that their own national interests must be satisfied. Leader of the Pakistani Taliban, Haqqamullah Massoud, has been charged in U.S. federal court on terrorism charges. Massoud is accused of being involved in the killing of 7 U.S. citizens last year at a military base in Afghanistan. NPR's Tom Jelton says it's the first time a leader of the Pakistani Taliban has faced U.S. terrorism charges.
Haqqamullah Massoud is the self-proclaimed emir of the Tehrik-e-Taliban Pakistan, or TTP. He's believed to have been behind the suicide attack at a CIA base in Khost, Afghanistan, that killed 7 Americans, all CIA agents or contractors. The suicide bomber in that case was a Jordanian doctor, but before the attack, he appeared in a videotape seated alongside Haqqamullah Massoud, and the two men discussed the upcoming attack. The U.S. complaint cites that video in support of the charges against Massoud. The Khost attack is believed to be the first time the Pakistani Taliban struck at U.S. interests outside Pakistan, and until now, no Pakistani Taliban leader has faced U.S. terrorism charges. Tom Jelton, NPR News, Washington.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is promising U.S. troops coming home from Iraq will get the services they need. More from Chuck Kernbach of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Representative Pelosi spoke at the American Legion Convention in Milwaukee a day after President Obama talked about the end of the combat mission in Iraq during a nationally televised address. Pelosi told convention goers that as U.S. troops come back from Iraq, they will be helped to make a smooth transition to life at home.
Regardless of what you may have thought about going into the war, we separate the war and the warrior, and we will welcome them home as the heroes that they are.
A Legion member from Wisconsin says the Department of Veterans Affairs is getting better at providing services, but may face tougher times helping more Iraq veterans who have battled stress, heat, and other difficulties. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Kornbach in Milwaukee.
Stronger than expected manufacturing numbers gave Wall Street a midweek boost. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 254 points. You're listening to NPR. A hostage drama in the Washington, D.C. suburb of Silver Spring, Maryland, ended with police shooting and killing the armed hostage. Montgomery County Police Chief Thomas Manger confirming just before 5 p.m. Eastern Time, the gunman, also believed to have possible explosive canister strapped to his body, was shot and the hostage is freed. Police officials at the scene say the hostage taker had a history with the cable channel and was apparently upset with its programming. Police spent several hours negotiating with a man who entered the building at around 1 o'clock today. Most of the other 1,900 people who work in the building, along with the daycare center, had already been evacuated. Former British Prime Minister Tony Blair's autobiography is out today. As Larry Miller reports, the 700-page memoir entitled My Journey spans events including the war in Iraq, the death of Princess Diana, and a fractious handover of power to Gordon Brown.
Blair says he cried for the civilian and military victims of the Iraq War, but has no regrets about the decision to go to war.
The West has got to understand this is a generation-long struggle, and we've got to be in it.
Blair says leaving Saddam Hussein and his sons in power would be far worse than the war and its aftermath. Blair describes former U.S. President George W. Bush as intelligent, a true idealist, and a man of integrity, though he says Vice President Cheney and others wanted to extend military operations in the Middle East. Blair says his successor, Gordon Brown, was often maddening, had tried to blackmail him, and was a man with zero emotional intelligence. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Hurricane Earl, again a powerful Category 4 storm, is continuing to churn through the waters of the Atlantic. Even though at last word Earl remained hundreds of miles away from land, governors of North Carolina, Virginia, and Maryland have ordered evacuations. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.